the minhag of Shevilat Achus. We know that under the chupa, the custom of the Jewish people is to break the cup. And it's supposed to be the chatchila cup of chos shel zechuchit, glass. The custom goes back to the times of the Gemara, but for a different reason. The Gemara says in Masechet Berachot that there was one of the rabbis by the name of Mar Berei de Ravina, Avad Hilula Lebrei, that he made a wedding for his son, and at the time that everybody was happy and dancing and rejoicing, he brought the father, brought a cup, expensive cup, the Gemara says, Arbam Azuze Vetabar Kamayu. And he broke that cup in front of all the guests. So, what is the reason? The reason is offered that the Gemara says over there also another story. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha vegilu beraada, that a person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a state of happiness, but at the same time that a person is rejoicing, is supposed to be vegilu beraada. Gilu, which means at the time of the rejoicing, is a person is supposed to be in a state of trembulation also, shaking out of fear. So simcha alone, the Mefarshim explains, simcha goreme lehamshich achar ta'anug ha'olam hazeh v'ishkach inyaneh habore. A person eventually, even through the level of simcha, could allow his yetzer hara to take over him, and he's going to go, not only to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to be taken towards the Avera. So therefore, that's why he broke it, that everybody should all of a sudden wake up. So the Maharsha explained what's the alarm clock over here that is going to wake them up. He says, Keli chashuv haya. It was a very, very expensive item. And the ikar yetzirato v'asiyato me'afa. It was made, let's say, like keli cheres, earthenware, from afa. The source of the root of it was afar, from the ground. And Shevirato Zui Mitato. Once you break it, that you have destroyed it, so Shevirato Zui Mitato is as if it's dead. So that means, what's the idea? That a man, that the body of a man is also created from Afa, that we have the formation, as the Pasuk says, that Adam Arishon was formed from Afa, from earth. So therefore it says, a person should realize at the time of the rejoicing, not to have allow the Yetzer Hara to take him over, that a person should realize that we are only here temporarily, the Omed Lemita, eventually a person will pass away, and a person is supposed to, at the time of rejoicing, also remember that day, to bring him to a state of Teshuvah, if do it Hashem Besimcha, yes, Vegilu Berada, at the time of rejoicing, at the same time, it should be with trembulation. So that is the background of the reason why we break the ground. They break the cup. However, as we know, the Chatan prior to the breaking of the glass says, "Im yeshkachach Yerushalayim, tishkach imini." That if a person will come to forget, if I forget Yerushalayim, I should forget my right hand, etc. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the custom is also developed based on the Meiri that says Meiri is also one of the Rishonim. Shevirat Achus zecher lechurban. Besides the background story that I just mentioned, that goes back at least 1700 years ago, then it's also Meiri that writes that the reason is Zecher Lechurban Beit HaMikdash, that the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. Therefore, based on this, it's supposed to be Dafka Keli Zechuchit. It has to be made Dafka from glass. And the reason is Agmat Nefesh Zecher Lechurban, to be able to bring a person to agonize regarding the fact that the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. But let me say, it's supposed to be glass. What's the reason? Because the Gemara says, glass, there is a takana to glass. Glass can be, even if it is broken, you could reform it and make it into a cup once again. So therefore, this is the Am Yisrael, yesh lahem tikva v'tzefiyah le'yeshua, that we have a hope and expectation that Be'ezras Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us from the Galut. Meanwhile, it is broken, it breaks because of the Zecher Lechurban, but the glass can be refixed. So this is the idea. Now, there are those who we know that the caterers, sometimes instead of any of these cups, expensive cups, it doesn't have to belong to the Chatan and the Kala, but it has to be a cup. The Chatchila, as I mentioned, glass cup. And the caterers sometimes it could be others, but the man say caterers sometimes they put incandescent light, which is 25 cents. Bottom line, it is not correct, because some poskim bichlal, they hold also, to begin with, that it should not even be a cracked cup. Why? Because anything that is garbage, you're going to use it for this purpose of remembering the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Or sometimes, let's say, when a person goes to the kotel, he has a zechut. Once in a while, that we have a zechut to go to Eretz Israel, a person, instead of ripping his shirt, which is the halacha, as Churban Beit HaMikdash, just the shirt alone, for a tefach, size of 8 to 10 centimeters, 3.5 inches. So instead of doing that, a person goes through a whole shtick that I give you my shirt, you give me your shirt, my shirt doesn't belong to me, that therefore, since it's borrowed shirt, I don't need to rip it. What does it mean? You don't have $10 to spend, zechel churban, you don't have. So the bottom line, it's also the same idea over here. So a person is supposed to be agonizing either for one of the two reasons that I just mentioned. So really, it's supposed to be a proper way that it should really be keli zechuchit, an item that is going to remind us about the Churban Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, Rav Ovadia ends that it should not be right away as soon as the cup is broken, mazal tov, and the music and dancing starts. He says, if we are saying, la'alot Yerushalayim al rosh simchatenu, we should supposed to bring up and remember Yerushalayim on highest level of our simcha, which is under the chuppah. Still remember that the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroyed. Now that you're building your own house, remember that? So what is this? He says, right away, mazal tov, right away, shevirata. As soon as the cup is broken, mazal tov, dance. So he says, there should be really, people should know, yamtinu eze regaim. Couple of minutes cannot be. Everybody is mamash on the edge. So couple of seconds, regaim, couple of seconds, after the breaking of the cup, mazal tov, and the music should start only after that.